Matt Sullivan here to remind you to stop putting screens on your gutters. Better to schedule a free estimate with the local experts at Gutter Helmet so you stay off the ladder. Visit gutterhelmetindy.com. With Gutter Helmet, you'll never clean your gutters again. gutterhelmetindy.com.
You're listening to the Hammer and Nigel Show.
I am really enjoying Meltdown Madness presented by Window Nation.
Love it.
I'm Jason Hammer. Big Nige is here.
Hello.
We've got a bracket. We've got 16 of the most high-profile celebrity, athlete, musician, politician meltdowns of all time. They compete against each other every day, and we call it Meltdown Madness. Now, let's update you on yesterday's head-to-head matchup.
I didn't even see who won.
So yesterday, the number three seed. This was a meltdown that a lot of people thought would make it to the Final Four. The world-famous Howard Dean scream after the Iowa caucus.
We're going to South Carolina and Oklahoma and Arizona and North Dakota and New Mexico. We're going to California and Texas and New York. And we're going to South Dakota and Oregon and Washington and Michigan. And then we're going to Washington, D.C. to take back the White House.
Yeah! God, that's so ridiculous.
That really ended his political career. Sure. I mean, he's still around, but he was never viewed as a major player because of that, after Iowa. As a matter of fact, it became like pop culture phenomenon. Somebody made a techno dance mix out of it. Get your glow sticks out. So that was the number three seed taking on a very scrappy, very good number 14 seed. R. Kelly doing an interview with CBS. Gayle King was the host. This was shortly after multiple women, the majority of them underage, had accused R. Kelly of a lot of bad stuff.
Y'all killing me with this. I gave y'all 30 years of my
Robert.
30 years of my career! Y'all trying to kill me! You killing me, man! This is not about music! I'm trying to have a relationship with my kids, and I can't do it! What? Y'all just don't want to believe the truth! You don't want to believe it!
No, R, I don't think you want to believe the truth. You're going to spend 30 years in jail.
As Casey Daniels said earlier today, it's the relationship with the kids that got you in that situation, Robert. So, final score by a total of 60.7% to 39.3%.
Oh.
I don't see nothing wrong.
Oh, wow.
R. Kelly pulling the upset, knocking out Howard Dean, the number three seed, going home. R. Kelly moving on to the next round. So let's get to today's matchup.
Let's do it.
Round one, game two. It's a 12 against a 5 matchup. Now, what do we know about real March Madness? Every year, it seems like, a 12 seed knocks off a 5. Let's see if it happens today. The number 5 seed, iconic broadcast legend, Casey Kasem. Very upset.
Oh, yeah. I used to listen to him all the time on the weekends when I was a kid.
Top 40.
Yeah, the top 40, sure.
Very upset that his producer wants him to do a dedication about a dead dog after an up-tempo song.
He was a little dog named Snuggles, but he was most certainly a part of... Let's go start again. From coming out of the record. Play the record, okay? Please. See, when you come out of those up-tempo... damn numbers, man. It's impossible to make those transitions, and then you got to go into somebody dying. You know, they do this to me all the time. I don't know what the hell they do it for, but damn it, if we can't come out of a slow record, I don't understand it. Is Don on the phone? Okay, I want a damn concerted effort to come out of a record that isn't a up-tempo record every time I do a damn death dedication. Now, make it, and I also want to know what happened to the pictures I was supposed to see this week. Since the god last damn time, I want somebody to use his brain to not come out of a damn record that is that's up tempo, and I got to talk about a dog dying.
Oh, that's incredible. I haven't heard that forever.
Is Don on the phone? Get Don on the phone.
Don's about to get a royal ass chewing from Casey Kasem.
So that is the number 5 seed taking on the number 12 seed. And Nige, I think this one's more in your wheelhouse. I know you're a Tom Cruise fan.
I love Tom. Love Tom Cruise.
This was on the set of Mission Impossible 7.
Oh, I remember, yeah.
This was during COVID lockdowns, but Tom Cruise, because he has producer credits, he talked the Hollywood studios into letting him continue making this movie while a lot of people were still locked down. But somebody on the set wasn't wearing their mask.
Oh, boy.
And Tom Cruise let him have it.
You're back here in Hollywood making movies right now because of us! Because they believe in us and what we're doing! I'm on the phone with every studio at night! Insurance companies! Producers! And they're looking at us and using us to make their movies! We are creating thousands of jobs, you I don't ever want to see it again! Ever! And if you don't do it, you're fired. And I see you do it again, you're gone. We are not shutting this movie down. Is it understood? If I see it again, you're gone.
So Nige, we got Casey Kasem against Tom Cruise here. Where are you leaning?
I mean, it doesn't matter that, like, I remember us talking to our previous coworker, Brian Baker, who works in on Hollywood sets as a stuntman, and he said Tom Cruise during this time had so much pressure on him during the time of COVID because they had all these little COVID spies on the movie set watching for any infraction, and they could have shut that multi-million dollar movie down with a snap of a finger, and that wasn't happening under Tom Cruise's watch. So I think I understood, and I can remember Brian telling us, Brian Baker, saying, yeah, I get it. This guy, you know, other movie studios are looking at what we're doing and trying to do the same thing so we could keep people working. The Casey Kasem thing was a little petty. So I don't know where all those kind of things factor in terms of which meltdown is worse.
What is a bigger meltdown?
I would say Casey Kasem has the bigger meltdown there. It's so petty and stupid.
Get Don on the phone. Like, the next time Allison tries to hit the dump button and it doesn't work, I'm going to flip out and yell, get Don on the phone. Voting is live on Twitter right now. So follow us. Go to our Twitter page, X page, whatever you want to call it, at Hammer and Nigel, and vote right now. It's pinned at the top. What is a bigger meltdown? Whatever your definition of a meltdown is, which one was bigger? Casey Kasem talking about coming out of an up-tempo record, having to talk about a dead dog, or Tom Cruise dealing with somebody that did not want to wear a mask on a movie set? At Hammer and Nigel, voting is live. You've got until about 1 o'clock tomorrow. Get your votes in right now.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.